Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for our weekly conversation with Jeremy Affeldt, who I know has a pint of beer in front of him. The glass is not broken. It looks like it's about half drank. I know this because it's on Twitter and he sent it to me. So congrats on having a beer in front of you and a glass that's not busted.
Well, you know, last time I was like, I can't really get to the brewery, but I need an extra. So now I was like, you know, I'm just going to get one right now. Pour it in my frozen glass and be prepared.
You're all good to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
can man.
You hear it. Listen clearly. Yeah.
That's good.
It sounded good. Yeah.
That was actually the second best sound you've ever made when it comes to beer. Jeremy knows what I'm talking about. Come on, Tim. Where is that one? I know we got to have it somewhere. Stand by. We're going to have it.
Tim's digging it.
Let me just I'll just set the scene for everybody. Jeremy was in a closet doing the show, tucked away in a closet with a bottle of beer nestled between his legs. He's having his beer doing the show, and then all of a sudden something went terribly wrong. Go ahead, Tim.
So for me, I feel like...
I asked Jerry, I go, is that a bottle that just fell? He goes, yeah, I got beer all over my jeans, and it's just wet. And it's...
Finishing his take, too, on whatever he was talking about.
Oh, man. So we were talking about ejections. I'm not sure. Oh, I know how it came up. Copas was talking about the Toronto Blue Jay hitting coach that got ejected before the game started. So he started talking about ejections. I have one lifetime ejection. To my credit, I didn't feel like paying the money anymore, so that was the last one of those. But have you ever been ejected, or what's the best ejection story you've seen while you're playing?
Man, I never got ejected. I think because when I throw a temper tantrum, I think the umpires knew that I was so nice that when I threw a temper tantrum, I think they giggled. You know, when I was angry, they're like, "Whatever, you know, just go drink your Diet Coke and go home, little boy." You know, so they never really took me all that seriously. I mean, I yelled at a few times. I've seen some great snaps. I mean, I really have. I've seen some amazing toss outs. I mean, Bochy had some pretty good ones. I mean, I usually rated them for him. So, you know, I'd wait till he got there, he'd get mad. And then once, I think a few times he started turning around, he looked at me, I shook my head like, you're not getting a rating. So then he turned around and went back and tried to get better, you know, so kind of, you know, so because they weren't really good ones. But I mean, I got to say, there's just the player ones, man, I that's such a good question because I've seen so many of them. I'm not really sure. I think this year Bums was pretty good.
Yeah.
Bums was pretty good this year because I really think the umpire probably possibly might have wet himself because Bum, you know, because it was kind of an angry little outburst, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think he toughened up. But I mean, Bum had some pretty good ones, I thought, you know. But there's not a lot of snappers for me that I didn't play with a lot of guys that, you know, really snapped. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. Guys got thrown out, and you're like, eh, whatever. He said something dumb. You know, the managers are pretty good, but Bochy had some good ones. He did. I think he had some of the better ones going on there. I just can't put my single.
Well, it was
down.
It's an era too, right? Because you look back at when I was growing up, and even a little before then. I mean, you had epic. You had Billy Martin. You had Earl Weaver. You had Lou Piniella. You had Tommy Lasorda. You had Sparky Anderson. Incredible.
Bobby Cox had some
great ones, yeah.
Incredible. Those guys would just snap, and they would get after it. One of my favorite ones is watching Earl Weaver. I don't know if you've ever seen it on YouTube, but he's going up against, God, who was it? he was in Baltimore and they were going back and forth, and he goes, "They only send you here for one reason." "Why is that, Earl?" "To F us. To F us. That's the only reason you stay sending." And he's like, so he goes on and on. And he leaves and then he comes back. Then he leaves and then he comes back. Then he leaves. Then he's trying to tell him, "I'll be here. You won't be in this league. I'll be in this league. I'm a Hall of Fame manager. And I was in the World Series." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Earl, that's what you're famous for, screwing up World Series." "Ah, what are you talking about? You don't know anything about it." It was incredible. The umpire was giving it to him, and then Earl would give it back to him. Like, I was talking about that even when I played. Like, Nelly was great. He would get after the officials, and you had coaches that would go after guys. Just Sloan would get after him occasionally, the head coach of the Jazz. Nobody does that anymore. Like, the stories aren't as good anymore as they were, like, in the 70s and 80s.
Billy Martin was a great one, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have as many characters.
The famous bat. Brett one was great.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was incredible. I mean, like, he shot out of a cannon to go. It was incredible.
Yeah. But that's because those are the guys. So I don't like to be the guy that's like, "Well, back in the day, they played better baseball." I think it's just different eras of the game. It happens in basketball, different eras of the game. So it just is what it is. But, man, it seemed like even the 80s, those guys were like the grinders. It was like the grinder era. They literally did whatever they had to do to get the job done. Sliding the second cleats up.
Yep.
Shortstop dropping down. If you slid in too low, they'd drop down and throw it right off your face. You know, like, take bowling ball, take guys out. George Brett sliding the third, popping up, punching freaking he hated the Yankees, so he's always got
Nettles
to go with him. But
Greg Nettles over there?
Yeah, Nettles. Yeah, punch Greg Nettles in the face. Like, you know, like, you will not see a player pop up and hit somebody in the face, because in today's era, the guy slides in and goes to punch the dude in the face. So everybody's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, I just had veneers put in. Do not hit me in the face. Not hit me." Yeah. I mean, that's the era, man. Like, to me, it's like they're too pretty right now, right? So it's like they don't want to do that and get crazy like that. So, I mean, now all you do is you just show up in BP and have the guy slap you in the face for cheating in the fantasy football league. That's the draw.
How great is that?
That's insane, dude.
You know, so like, that's the big baseball drama that isn't actually happening in the game because, you know, it's too much going on. But like, for me, the snaps, they were way better back in the day. They just were. And it was kind of like, because the managers were grinding, you know, like, you can't now. I mean, I know I'm wearing dudes out, but what's a manager going to run out there and do now? Like, the computer said to put this guy in. Like, what do you want me to do? You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can't yell at the computer for the analytics. You know, like, you didn't have that. You had these managers that are like, you know what's on the line. I got these players. We got to figure out how to win. Get dirty. Go in cleats up. Do whatever you got to do. Score a run. Throw at a guy if you have to. Like, they were just like grinders. It was like just like a, you know, a big game of like macho, mono-a-mono type stuff, you know. And now it's really not. That's, and I'm not knocking the game now. I'm just saying that's the era. That's just the era of the game. So for me, for those kind of things, you know, taking care of business on the field, if you got to hit a guy, you know, sliding in cleats up, taking people out, all this stuff. That to me is entertainment. It was probably a little more entertaining. It was for fans, I could assume. You know, like Utley back in the 80s, that dude tries to block a bag like he did. The guy would just make sure he sharpened his cleats before he took him out. He would change his cleats. If he got walked to first base, he called timeout, probably changed his cleats and be like, "You block that back, I'm putting these freaking knives right through your kneecap, dude." Like, good luck with that. You know? Utley wouldn't get away with what he got away with. The only reason he did is most guys weren't plastics. So he's, "I'm just going to block the bag because it's not going to be as big of a deal." So, like, you know, so for me, you know, it just changed how guys played, you know, a little bit. And I just thought it was a lot more fun back then to watch. When I see clips, I mean, obviously, it's just entertaining. So it was better snaps.
Yeah.
And replay changed it too, right? Because now it's like a guy's not going to go out and chew a guy out at first base because you can just, you know, you don't throw a flag, but you ask him to review it, and then you can't really argue with the umpire on the field about the review. He's not even the guy who called it anymore. So I totally think it's
The flag's coming.
Kapler throws a flag onto the field.
We got it. You have to throw a flag, and it's going to have to read, please review. Thank you. I mean, that's just what.
And then the ump turns the mic on. Gabe Kapler has decided to review the play on the field. Can't believe they're doing that now, telling us what's happening.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Jeremy Affeld on the Uber guest line. Jeremy, do you remember the game? I can't remember. It might have been like 2009. Maybe it was 10, but it might have been 2009. My buddy and I were at the game. It was a Giants-Dodger game. It's one of my favorite games I've ever come to. My buddy, I think it was a Wednesday, and we always refer to it as the Wednesday that felt like a Sunday because it just felt like it was a Sunday afternoon game. It was a Wednesday afternoon. Giants ended up winning against the Dodgers. Bochy got ejected for arguing a call at first, and then Wotus, who replaced Bochy, got ejected. I remember we were sitting there in the stands like, who the hell's the manager if both of those guys get tossed? And I think it was Tim Flannery had to come out, and I think he walked out to the mound to talk to Lincecum, and he wasn't even going to pull Timmy, but when he got out there, Timmy just assumed he was done, handed him the ball, and walked off the mound. You remember that game?
Yeah, I remember that game, too, because Flannery was so mad because he was like, I was not prepared to manage a ball game. I mean, his anxiety went up.
Yeah.
Like, he was spazzing. And he was more mad because it was probably early day game, and Wotus and Bochy are laughing because they're drinking beers. Like, we got way up way too early for this game. We need to get tossed so we can hang out back here. So Flannery's out there wearing it and trying to make decisions. And he was seriously like another guy. He was another person because he was not happy about the whole like skit of having to be the manager. But I told him after the game, I said, I will tell you this. You are the very first manager I've had that had metal cleats on managing a ball game.
Yeah, because he's a third base coach.
I really appreciate that. Just appreciate that. You look so good with your foot up with your metal cleats. It's great. You know, he just looked at me. He's like, that's because I wasn't ready. No one mentally prepared me to manage a game today. I was like, he was great. That was awesome.
Oh man, that is funny. I remember go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I was saying if we were on the road, I would have found Flannery in the staircase with a half bottle of wine playing a guitar. That's usually what would happen after a bad game. So if he didn't like how the game went down, I'd wake up at 2 a.m. and I'd hear him because I was for whatever reason most time by the staircase, and I'd open the exit doors and he'd be on the stairs. And he'd be like, hey, Af. I'm like, Flan, it's 2:30. I know, it's a rough game. Just let me finish my wine and play my music. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here because there's no difference between me sitting in my room or sitting right here on the staircase because I hear you the same. So I just usually sit with him and let him just play away.
He's doing nuclear luge in the back of the bus. They do get woolly. They don't get woolly. They get weary.
Oh, brother. We're talking to Jeremy Affeld. We do it every single Friday throughout the course of the baseball season. How big a deal is it that Camilo Duvall decided to spike his glove? Not a great look, even a worse look when you spike it and there's only two outs. Not a great look at all. Is it a young, no big deal, we'll talk to him, and that's easily remedied, or is there more to it?
I mean, it's probably... probably need to talk to him about it. And it's not a big deal, but it's kind of a, hey, this is why we act like a professional. That's not it. Because act like you it's like the guy that, you know, hits a homer, pimps it, does a 360, walks around the bag, and all of a sudden the guy catches it 10 feet toward the wall. You know, it's like, dude, you know, no one wants to see it. So, like, spiking the glove, the excitement, anything like that, two outs, it's just one of those things where it's like, no, and what it does, it wakes up the other team big time. you know? So, like, you don't want to wake up. You never want to create any kind of situation, in my opinion, that puts a bullseye on your back in the sense of, like, teams are like, whatever we got to do, we got to get to this guy. Now, there are guys that do it. There are guys that do it. It works for them. But you've got to be able to put your money where your mouth is on that. And it's very hard to do. And with this day and age, anytime they can get a chance to break you down, they will. You know, Romo, that was his skit, man. He'd throw the little fist pump, shoot the gun, whatever fiesta deal that he does. But it would get people angry. Like, hitters would literally get angry. And think about it. They go up there, and they're just wanting to beat him so bad that he could just, I'm going to throw that slider about 6 inches off because you're going to want to beat me so bad on it, you're going to chase it. So it worked, right? Like, it was his deal. But, man, spiking the glove, like, I don't think that should be done any. Whether you're happy, sad, mad, excited, you should never do it. I remember one time in Anaheim, I gave up a 3-run homer, and I was so upset because I think I was a starter at the time. And I had 6 innings, 1 run, and I give up a 3-run homer. And I remember as it went out, I threw my glove in the air. And I caught it, but I still threw it in the air. My GM was in the clubhouse. Allard Baird was in there when I came out. And he said, well, you and I are going to talk. I'm like, what? He's like, don't ever do that again. It's embarrassing. And, like, it wasn't a manager. It was the GM, like, in there addressing me and just pretty much undressing me. For not being professional, you know? And so I think it needs to – these kids are young. They'll make mistakes. Correct it. Move on.
He gave you the Lou Brown. Nice catch. Don't ever do it again.
Nice catch, Hayes.
I think you dropped an F in there, too. Don't ever do it again. Talking to Jeremy Affeld on the UMA guest line. One of the other plays from last weekend I wanted to ask you about. Tom and I were joking about it yesterday or the day before. Did you see the play with Brandon Crawford at second base in Pittsburgh? Where he didn't go down at second, and he just sort of like ran through the bag and sort of ran into left field and kept the guy from turning a double play. We were like, what the hell was going on there, man? What was Brandon Crawford trying to do? And Gabe Kapler said something about, what did he say, Tom? He was like, yeah, we were trying to work on a play.
Work on a play or something.
Like, what play?
That's like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Kept going. He was going to be in left field. Did you see that play, man?
I saw it, but for Caps, they were trying to work on a play. I mean, you can cover for a guy, but make it less obvious.
Exactly. Yeah, we're working on something.
What play? You got a hidden ball trick play? Yeah, I don't understand what play you're going with here. You know? So, I mean, I think it – I don't even know what – I honestly don't know if Crawford, like, assumed it was going to be turned. Because, you know, some guys are running thinking – I'm just going to veer off. But then seeing as he's running, thinking he's going to veer off, and then saying, oh, wait, it's not there yet. Well, I mean, but I can't even slide. I'm just going to, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, Crawford knows the game. He's really, really smart in that with the game. And being an infielder, he's super respectful of that situation. So I would think that, I'm assuming it's probably a brain fart. Like, I don't know if maybe for whatever reason he thought there was two outs. For whatever reason, I don't know. So you just assume they go to first and end it. I mean, it just didn't seem like he was expecting them to throw to second base. So that's where I kind of felt that it was kind of a weird thing. And I have no idea what happened there, but it was probably not working on a play.
No, we can almost assume that.
I was good on that part. I understood that much. Yeah.
You know, the only thing I could think of, Jeremy, was it was the Pirates, and the Pirates did chase Javi Baez back to home plate one time. So maybe they thought the shortstop would chase Crawford out to left center and they'd be able to score or something like that. Like, maybe they're like, hey, let's try it. Worked last year on the Pirates. Let's see if it could work again.
Give it another go.
Maybe. It was an odd thing when I saw it. I was like, kill it. And I really don't know. I thought that was an odd deal. So
nobody knows. Nobody knows. Although I will say, speaking of that, I can't remember the guy's name that chased Javi back to home plate. I was actually watching that live. Me and my buddy was in town, and we'll flip around and watch day baseball games. And I was like, oh, let's just watch this for a minute, Pirates Cubs. And then that happened, and he was out of the room. I go, you got to get back here and see this. I go, I can't even explain it to you. I've literally never, ever seen – I don't even know what this is. And he watched it, and he just – he laughed. He was, like, laughing for, like, 3 minutes going, are you bleeping? You got to be bleeping me. What is he doing? And, like, it's like all you got to do is walk backwards and go touch first base. And he chased him all – I said, that'll never happen again. Ever happen again. It should have never happened the first time, but that was something that I still don't know what that was.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. You don't have to. Yeah. You want to, go ahead, but you don't really have to. It's unnecessary.
They might have had a tag game going on. Like, I got to tag you, dude. You know, is this part of our, you know, off the field scenario? Yeah, you're it.
Very bizarre. Yeah, what's going on with the tickets and where people can get the tickets? It's coming up pretty soon. It's going to be about a month out. So let everybody know if they want to go, raise some money for a great cause, have some great beer, and be treated to some stories from some Giants.
Yeah, we should have a good time, man. I'm expecting. Certain guys to show up. I'm working on some guys, but I'm really hoping, you know, Kapler and obviously Bochy, Contos, Hunter, those guys Bochy. Bochy's got the, you know, I really want to make it line with me right now, so we'll see.
I don't know about that, Jeremy. That's tough when people are giving you. I'll try my best, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I figure it's just, you know, but I'm hoping I feel like he'll probably be in the area. You know what's going to help me out is Will Clark, you know, with those the day before. So I got to assume, like, you know, Boach will probably be there. So that'd be good. And I'll just drag him over there, you know. And then Kaner and I have been talking a lot. So I'd love to have him. So I'm working on him right now. And he's usually come out for me. And so we're going to have some great, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have some good players, have some fun stories. We're going to tell some stuff. And Hunter's always a good life of the crowd, and he does a great job with it. And I think it's going to be really fun to sit with these guys. I think what I want to do is reminisce, tell some fun stories. I mean, you hear about some of these on the radio, but you get some of these guys together and we finally can kind of, you know, we're once you're about 5 years retirement, you know, the whole, like, one of those unwritten rules of, you can start exposing funny stories that you wouldn't the year after you retire. Like, whatever, screw it, we're saying it, you know? So, you know, we'll get to tell some fun stuff like that. So I think it'll be a really good time on that. And we'll do some celebrity bartending, obviously, silent auction stuff. And you can go to the generationalive.org to get it. It'll be at the Hotel Via across the street. Rooftop bar stuff, so it'll be a great scene, good times, outdoors, fun, good action. I'm really looking forward to it because I really enjoy getting back there with those guys and telling some fun stories. And then obviously we'll be back out a couple weeks later for the 2012 reunion. So I think it'll just be a good almost pre-party even for that, even raise some good money.
Well, Jeremy,
no,
I was
– absolutely. Go ahead.
I was just saying to Tim yesterday, it's funny you mentioned that about getting, you know, out of the game and removed from the game. I was saying yesterday when Tim and I were talking about the show today, we were going to have you on. I said, Jeremy's been so good this year, man. And I said, I think it has to do with getting further removed from when he played. And there's not that many guys, except for like Crawford and Belt, still on the team that you played with. I'm like, he's sharing stories because he's further removed from the game. And you get all these guys together. You're more retired players now. We'll be out at this event. It should be a lot of fun. I've come to a couple of them, and I'm hoping to come out this year too. Jeremy, I'm trying my hardest, man. I'm working real hard so I can be there Sunday.
I'm gonna try to move some stuff around.
I'll see if I can make it, man. I'll try my best. Anyway, July 31st, they're doing a suite for the Giants and the Cubs. Then the party gets going at 5 o'clock, the charity bash at 6 o'clock. You got Giants players out there, former Giants, pouring beer for you. And again, it's all for a really good cause. You can get tickets at generationalive.org. But no, seriously, Jeremy, I'm gonna try to get out there on that Sunday. I don't think I have anything going on but watching some baseball and hanging out and drinking beer, so I think that'll be a good one.
You know, Dodger Tears beer is going to be on tap, people.
Yes.
You got to show up just for that.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be great.
All right. Good deal, man.
It's going to be
great. Good deal. You got stuff going on with anything else with the brewery right now you want to let anybody know about? I saw somebody check in because you tagged us on Twitter, and Tom was wearing one of the Free Roam shirts yesterday, and your glass has got the big Free Roam logo on it. Are you guys shipping those out to California? Can people get those?
Yeah, you can go online. We got our online store. I'm revamping. My goal this month is to redo the website. So I got to bring it up to par, but you can go online and get them. You can buy that stuff online. We can ship it out. It's super fun. We actually have new black and orange hats. So we got actually Giants orange hats with a really cool, it's a brown leather patch logo of the hop head. And it's black in the mesh in the back, orange in the front. It's a really cool black and orange hat. So we've got those. We were actually remaking them. We sold out. Like I said, Texas people, you know, they still think it's Houston Astros, and I let them do it. Well, let them all play that game. Cool, Houston.
Play that game.
We got the Giants stuff working. So we have some really fun colors coming out. It's great.
Good deal. Free room.
Good time together. Yep.
FreeRoomBrewing.com is the site. Yeah, that's the website.
Yes, very strong logo. Very strong logo. I do like the logo a lot. It's a buffalo in a hop head buffalo, so it's very, very cool. Go to freeroam.com, check that kind of stuff out. Hey, enjoy your beer. You're probably done by now. Go grab another one.
Yeah, I already had two.
Really?
Damn. Great, you know?
Damn. Yeah. Well, it was a two-beer interview.
I pour it so much you don't even...
He's slipping in sips while he's talking. I don't get it. Yeah, it's a...
That's a two-beer show right there, people.
Oh, I love two-beer shows. Have a good one, Jeremy.
See you, man.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Oh, dude.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.